Krishna Book, Canto 9, Mathura, Chapter 40, Scene 3, The Washerman. While Krishna and Balaram were passing in this way, they saw a washerman and dyer of clothing. Krishna was pleased to ask the washerman for some nice clothing. Krishna also promised that if the washerman would deliver the nicest dyed cloth to him, the washerman would be very happy and all good fortune would be his. Krishna was neither a beggar, nor was he in need of clothing. But by this request, Krishna indicated that everyone should be ready to offer Krishna whatever he wants. That is the purpose of Krishna consciousness. Unfortunately, this washerman was a servant of Kamsa, and therefore he could not appreciate the demand of Lord Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the effect of bad association. The washerman could have immediately delivered the clothing to Krishna, who promised the washerman all good fortune. But being a servant of Kamsa, the sinful demon could not accept the offer. Instead of being pleased, the washerman was very angry and refused Lord Krishna's request. How is it that you are asking clothing which is meant for the king? My dear boys, in the future, do not be so impudent as to ask for things which belong to the king. Otherwise, you will be punished by the government men. They will arrest you and punish you, and you will be in difficulty. I have practical experience of this fact. Anyone who unlawfully wants to use the property of the king will be very severely punished. Upon hearing all this instruction from the washerman, Lord Krishna, son of Devaki, became very angry at the washerman, and striking him with the upper portion of his hand, Krishna separated the washerman's head from his body. The washerman fell down dead on the ground. In this way, Lord Krishna confirmed the statement that every limb of his body is capable of doing everything he likes. Without a sword, but simply with his hand, Krishna cut off the head of the washerman. This is proof that the Supreme Lord is omnipotent. If he wants to do something, he can do it without extraneous help. After this ghastly incident, the employees of the washerman immediately dispersed, leaving the clothing. Krishna and Balaram then took possession of it and dressed according to their choice. The rest of the clothes were offered to the cowherder boys, who also used them as they desired, and what they did not use remained there. Then they continued to proceed walking throughout Mathura. Thus ends Chapter 40, Scene 3, The Washerman. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.